Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my guzzling gigglers? Why did that sound sexual? Like,
I don't know. I went to a restaurant this weekend. That's why it's in my head, because the name of it was Sip and Guzzle.
Sip and Guzzle?
Sip and Guzzle.
It's a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a bar restaurant.
Did you guzzle?
I did guzzle.
What'd you guzzle?
And I sipped.
I feel like guzzling is more me-coded and sipping is you-coded.
Yes, and that's why it's the perfect place.
I have to bring up the elephant in the room. Mm. I showed up with a tie, and I think I went a little too business formal, like 80s businessman, like coffee's for closers. No, but I do have to say.
See, I feel like you're giving news reporter, like high school sports news reporter.
High school, it's
like,
assistant volunteer.
Boom, goes the dynamite. Like, you know? And 3 points.
Look, Brandon is killing it today. I wish I had a son, but no one loves me. I realize having a tie, I know how it feels like to be a man.
It's like assertiveness.
Well, it feels like I have a dick.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I was putting on my coat and I'm like, oh, gotta put my, tuck my tie in. And like, I don't want it to be flinging around. I have to keep it.
Wait, that's so true, because I wore a tie in like November and I felt different. It was like when you get your nails done. I was like, and sorry, I have things to report to.
I know how it feels like to wear a dick, because suddenly everything I say.
You're like, you're all of a sudden over-explaining everything. Yeah. You're like, Paige, I don't know if you know the word finance, but let me tell you about it.
I just feel like
it.
An alpha man. And I'm like, are you really going to talk to me while I have my fucking tie on like that? Do you not see my fucking
tie?
Respect
the tie.
And then you just want to like flip it around, hit people with it. Dude, thank God I don't have a dick. Oh
no,
my God.
I'd be unhinged, I believe. I have a neighbor update. I'd like to give a neighbor update.
I love this arc, because we like hated her, then we loved her. Then
I never hated her. I just was like, where's my sweats at?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my sweats at?
Mm-hmm.
We have come full circle. We have come full circle. So it's Thursday night. I will preface this that I pride myself on living alone, in terms of I never need a man to do anything. I can open my own jars. I have the longest arms in America. I can zip up anything in the back. Like, true. I've never, can't take a bracelet off. I can do it.
Messy bun, easy.
Easy. So I'm putting this dress on and I couldn't clip it. And the way the dress was designed, if I didn't clip it, my boobs were out and I couldn't like leave my apartment. And I'm like, what am I going to do? So I'm thinking, like, should I go down to my doorman? Like, should I be like, hey?
But if you do that with your doorman, then you're dating.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to knock on my neighbor's door, because I helped her. She's got to help me now.
Scratch my back.
So I knock on the door. I can hear her inside her apartment being like, like, I can hear her, like, look out to see, like, okay, who is this? And it's like, okay.
When you know someone's looking through the hole, do you make a face?
No, I looked down. I got nervous. So she opens the door, only pokes her head out. Like, I can't see her body at all. Like, a classic girl, like, open, like, yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And she's like, hi. And I'm like, hi, I'm so sorry, but like, will you please do me a huge favor and zip this dress up for me? She starts hysterically laughing. She then opens the door. She's trying on clothes. She's like, I'm literally doing that right now. Her best friend is sitting on the couch. They're dead. I was like, you look stunning. She zips my dress up and I left.
So you're best friends.
Best friends.
You're trying to make me jealous.
I don't know what her name is. We've never exchanged names.
I love how you're both so scared of being murdered, but also like really need each other's help. Yes. You're in a war zone.
No, it's literal girlhood at our corner of the hallway. Like, and we don't want anyone else.
Speaking of girlhood, it's officially a month out to me filming my special. I have questions. And it's so funny because I got married and I didn't ask you any of these.
Not a single question. But
okay. When do I get the facial? When do I do face gem so I'm snatched? Do I need
spray tan?
A spray tan? And yeah. When do you do this stuff?
This is a loaded
yeah.
question.
Yeah, I'm like nervous.
Give me like a day of the week that you would potentially be filming this.
Okay, I'm filming it on a Saturday.
You're filming it on a Saturday.
But the Friday before that, I have a show in Maryland. So I'm doing like one final practice show the day before. I know. And
that throws off our whole sketch.
I don't think they have spray tans in Maryland.
Are you coming back to New York at any point?
No, I'm going straight from Maryland to Philly. But before that.
That's okay. We can do this.
Yeah. So I have the 18th, 19th, and 20th, and 21st in the city.
Okay. So Thursday.
Okay.
Face gym in the morning.
What do you get at face gym?
I'm going to send you a text of the one you're going to get. You're going to get like the most expensive one because this is an important
moment. When they literally skin your face and put a different face on your face.
They do this whole head transplant.
Okay. It's pricey, but so worth it.
It's literally so worth it. Thursday morning, you're going to do that. Thursday night is when you're going to get your spray tan.
Okay.
If you want like a deep, clean facial, I'm going to send you to my dermatologist. We're going to do that on Monday.
Is that too close?
No.
And I won't have, normally I'm just really dehydrated.
Yeah.
And sad.
You don't have breakout. I'm not worried you're going to get this really intense facial. You're going to break out. That's not your skin. It's going to hydrate you. And then also, you need to be pumping the water this month because that's automatically going to make your skin better.
Okay. I'm also nervous because I'm on my period right now. So I think I'm going to be PMSing, prime PMS the day of my special.
This is a high level one that I don't know if you're into this. Mm-hmm. But when there's something like this, I suggest not eating any salt for the 3 days leading up to it. And that's a tough one. And that's a big one.
This is the thing. I could do this. However, I'm so fucking dumb. I don't know what things are. My friend was like, what if you tried just eating meat? And I was like, is popcorn meat?
Just is eating yogurt meat?
Is pasta meat?
And one time my friend did do a diet like that in
high school.
I was like,
is fish meat? And they were laughing at me. And I'm like, I have questions.
Yeah.
It's like when I tried not to do dairy, I was like, is butter dairy? Is a milkshake dairy?
Yeah. Is
butter a carb? Okay, so that's good to know. So that you do face gym as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And then you do the hydrating facial a week before, and then you cut down on the salt.
Cut down on the salt. I like to do my spray tan 2 days before my actual thing.
And you have to pray this it's a good spray tan. But we know good people in New York City. We'll put them in the newsletter.
I could also do it for you. I do my own now.
Okay. We have a lot of notes today.
No. We went note crazy this
week. We did. Oh, no. Did I actually delete them? No, I didn't. Okay, thank God. That would have been so bad.
Have you seen the TikToks where, all of Gen Z is being how old do I look? And they're just getting slaughtered, in the comments.
Gen Zs or millennials are asking.
Gen Zs are asking.
So they're doing it to themselves.
No, literally, why are you coming for your own people?
No. But I did see someone on TikTok talk about how they think in, 30 years, crow's feet and wrinkles are going to be considered, stunning because so many people are not gonna have it that it's gonna be considered cool to not have it.
The person that said that has crow's feet and deep wrinkles. I don't know if that will ever happen, but I wonder what it is that Gen Z is looking older.
They're doing too much work on their face because at the end of the day, if a young person does Botox and an old person does Botox, they start just looking like a person with Botox.
But I feel like the girls that were doing it, I don't even feel like they had Botox. I just felt
lip filler?
No, I just felt like they looked Like, every girl that did it was literally 21, 22, and they looked 28, 29.
I mean, I was ugly when I was 21, 22. I was, like, very bloated.
Really? I don't remember that.
We didn't know each other then.
Oh, that's true.
You were like, no, you weren't.
So I was still going to back you
up. I just feel
up.
Like I had a lot of baby fat in my face.
Yeah, but that would make you look young. You definitely didn't look 30.
No, I didn't look older, but I wasn't like...
They don't have any baby fat. I feel like that's what it is. Like, they don't have...
Have they been guashing too much?
They've been... Maybe.
If you have a mature way of talking, people think you're older too.
They said slay at the end of the video, so... I don't think that was it.
Oh my God.
They didn't give me like a status financial report.
I watched a documentary. Shoot. Where was it?
Did you watch the Wendy Williams one?
I'm watching it after this, but I couldn't get myself to do it because you sent me a very terrifying text.
It's a very terrifying documentary. It's extremely sad. And
it's four parts.
And the first two, I think, are the only parts out.
Okay.
I hate to say it, but I really think it's her ex-husband's fault. Like, and no one was bringing that up in the documentary. Like, when she went through her divorce was really, like, the start of her just decline.
You had texted me and said it really was all over after her mom passed away.
Yeah.
And I was like, we have it no was like, hope. Me and you?
No.
Me and you?
I actually got really upset because I was like, no, her mom died. Obviously, she can't form a sentence.
Like, you're like, this is just
this
girl
is
math.
Just survival. Like, I'm getting it.
I joke. Everyone's like, you work so hard. I don't know if people really say that. But if you were like, why are you working so hard? Why are you traveling? I'm like, yeah. I'm running from my own thoughts. And they're always like, what thoughts? And I'm like, whenever I'm alone, I'm always like, all the people who I love are going to die one day.
Yeah.
And that's 5 seconds being alone.
No, at some point, everyone you know will be dead.
No.
No, it's not. My mom actually says that all the time. Like, why are you obsessed with death and like me dying? And I'm like, because I can't have it.
So this one guy, he's a famous magician who died. I think it wasn't Evel Knievel. It was one of them. But okay. He said to his wife.
Houdini?
I think it might have been Houdini. It might have been.
It's literally the only magician I know. What other fucking magician do people know?
So I think Houdini basically told his wife.
I don't think Evel Knievel is a magician. That's what I'm laughing about.
No, he's like a. Yeah,
no way.
He's like a BMX rider. He's like a frat president.
He made BMX cool. No, he's like he would do like jumps. Like he would do like crazy jumps.
Oh, yeah, he would do jumps on like.
It's like, get a therapist. What extremes, Evel Knievel?
The things they'll do to not go to therapy. He just has like a razor scooter and he's like jumping.
It's literally the version of like men becoming DJs now.
Your
it's
razor
like,
scooters
okay.
Broke my fucking shins. Anyway, so Houdini is dying.
Okay.
And I could be making this up. So like, whatever.
Currently dying?
Allegedly.
No, like
when he
was
died,
dying.
He told his wife, like, I want to know if psychics are real. So I'm going to give you a code word. So if you're talking to a psychic and they say the code word, you know it's me. And I was like, pineapple?
A literal genius.
So I was like, yeah. And then she's talked to multiple psychics and they never said the code word to her.
I based my whole life on
my
psychic
I know. Actually, it was Zach Senor from Le Podcast with Gabby Bryan who told me this information. It was pretty depressing, and then I just pretend I didn't hear it.
But maybe she doesn't have
the right
psychic.
Or maybe like the psychic knows that you're fucking with the psychic. The psychic's like getting ahead of it. But anyway, before
psychic on psychic crime.
Wait, if we die,
yeah,
we'll what's our code word? I guess we can't say it out loud. Because then...
Guys, yeah, sorry, we're going to offline about that. We'd love to bring you in on it.
Can you
but...
bleep it out? They're like, we know what it is.
Because I was going to say, like, we can't do giggly because, like, every psychic would be like, oh, Hannah says hey.
Wait, I have something to say about the gigglers. Do you ever feel like the gigglers know us better than, like, most people in our lives?
No. Sometimes I'll get comments from people that are, like, clearly not gigglers, and the gigglers will see it and then make a joke to me about this person's comment, and it's like, no, I know you and I get it, but this random fucking guy
like,
doesn't.
Gigglers are closer to us than some of our extended family.
100%.
Like, you know when you hear someone on a podcast and you're like, oh, I wonder what their life like in real life? Like,
This is more
like us in real life than any other interview we ever
no,
did.
No, I'm more myself here than I am when I go home. Like, I'm like, don't talk to me. I have to sit in silence or I'll die.
So anyway, I watched this documentary about Hedy Lamarr.
Okay.
Do you know who Hedy Lamarr is?
I don't.
She's basically was the most gorgeous Hollywood actress
okay.
from Austria. everyone thought that she was going to be the next big thing, and she really was. Like, if you looked up to her, they say, like,
Wait, give me a year. What time period is this?
This is the thing. I don't do time periods. it could be the 1600s. I have no fucking clue. I don't.
That's the thing about me.
It was black and white. It was black and white.
The documentary?
No, the her stuff. So she apparently was so beautiful. She inspired Catwoman. Okay. Like, she's so beautiful. Yeah. Everyone's obsessed with her. But she had the whole, like, they gave her uppers in the day, downers at night. She got a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
But she also happened to be an inventor at night. So she would be working all day for hours. They have her on uppers. She'd go home and she'd start inventing. But no one would take her seriously because she was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, maybe this is how Paige feels.
Preaching to the choir.
Because she's so beautiful. And this girl's not just an inventor. Like, she's like, oh, these are oven mitts that, like, dry out of, I don't know. She created. You guys, I can't speak. Sorry,
it's
I'm
okay.
Really tired.
I think the tie. It's the tie.
The tie makes me dumber.
It's cutting off your throat. It's, you can't speak.
No, I think I'm like becoming a man.
No, literally.
Like, I could say nothing right now, and you'd be like, "That was so smart."
Wow, great podcast episode.
She created frequency hopping technology. Which was the technology that they used in the military for submarines. And now they used it to create Wi-Fi and, like, basically every technology we know today. But she never got credit for it.
What the fuck?
She never got credit for it because she didn't – the patent, they, like – she had to sue because they didn't claim it. Like, they didn't say, oh, we got it from this patent. So we got it from this patent. Abby – they didn't say they got it from this patent. And then 6 years later, she's like, they're using it in the war. So she had to sue, but she didn't sue. And anyway, gorgeous women can be really smart too, but no one wanted to let her.
Is she dead now?
Yeah. And she also did like a nudie film when she was 16. So people really judged her from that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, it was harsh back then.
No, it was so harsh.
You know what's so crazy? Like, whenever I hear like about famous actors from that time period, even though you don't know what the time period is, but I feel like I could surmise. Mm-hmm. A lot of drugs going on.
Dude. Like, well, they said it was like an elixir of vitamin B and nutrients, and they were giving her meth.
I'm like, I've been on set not one time has someone been like, hey, why don't you take this? You'll do better.
They called the guy Dr. Feelgood, and he worked with everyone from like the Kennedys, Marilyn Monroe. Everyone was fucking jacked up on meth. And then if your brain takes it like 4 times, your brain immediately is like, okay, I need more to survive.
I need more math.
It's like not your fault.
No, I don't like it.
So, and then it was really sad. People were like, if she died young, like she probably would have been remembered. But like because she died at a normal age, like people were like, well, she's fine.
Oh my gosh. Any movies that like, or anything that she did that like we would know?
Hedy Lamarr. She was in... Oh my God, she actually kind of looks like Kacey Musgraves, my girl. Mm. Samson and Delilah.
It's not ringing a bell.
Dishonored Lady. It's all in the 40s, yeah. 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was really interesting. So, sorry, back to the Wendy Williams doc.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It's good. It's very, here's the crazy part. They started filming a documentary about her comeback to like she was starting a podcast. She wanted to be back on TV and like, so there was a camera crew, and then they just started get it like, okay, there's actually a bigger story here, and it's the decline of her. With what she has like no filter, so she's very like abrasive. Mm-hmm. Like she was looking at her publicist, and she was like, I wish you would get liposuction. And the publicist was like, okay. But like they didn't know what was really going on yet. Like, and a lot of it was like alcohol-induced. It's very sad.
I'll watch it tonight. It is also interesting when someone is, like, the voice of all gossip, when, like, they have so much drama going on in their own lives. Where is she now?
I think she's in New York still.
Opposite of Wendy Williams, I found myself on Amish TikTok.
I love...
Have you seen Amish TikTok?
Amish TikTok. It is one of my first of all, how'd y'all get phones? Second of all, does anyone know that you guys are on TikTok? Third of all, great tips.
No, amazing tips. So this lady, they take like current trends and they like mix it like...
Make it Amish.
Yeah, so they'll be like, how'd you get your phone? And she does a transition to like, they keep it in their little bonnets. They hide phones in their bonnets. And then she's like, this like sourdough bread I made slays. Like yeah. All she does is cook cookies and shit.
I love when people like love... who and what they are, you know, and they're proud of it. Like, I love the Amish loving being fucking Amish. Mm.
See, at first, my intuition is to be like, blink twice and like, we'll come save you.
Yeah.
Like, I'll find you, I'll save you. But she's like loving her Amish shit.
Did you ever watch the show Breaking Amish?
Actually,
like, when they would like get out.
Oh my God, yeah.
And like run away.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, I love watching that shit.
That is wild stuff.
I feel like, here's the thing though, I could go either way. I feel like part of me, I feel like I'd be like, okay, like I'll chill here. you know?
Honestly, being Amish with no phone for like 3 days could be cool.
It could be really cool. I'm surprised the Amish don't do more Amish retreats. Like, come see what it's like to be Amish for a couple days. I feel like that'd be a huge moneymaker for
them. Well, I think with stuff like this, they don't like to collab. Yeah. Oh, wait, imagine that's the next brand trip. Yeah.
It's Giggly Times Amish. Grab your bonnets, ladies.
Tart and Amish.
Next, and it's just like all the big influencers like rolling out dough.
Taking photos of their dough. Tagging the dough. Hey, what's the coupon code for this dough? No, but I think they
like,
don't.
Where'd you get that churn?
I want to add to this, I know nothing about the Amish.
I know. I'm trying to pull things out of my ass.
I want to know how the Amish fuck. Like, are they freaky? Do they do like BDSM with like their bonnets and ropes?
There's definitely some weird Amish kinks happening, I think.
Yeah, because
there's definitely like a group of, this is what I really want. I want the group of Amish kids that are like, yeah, we're gonna like chill and be Amish, but we're actually very rebellious, where they're like drinking in someone's basement. Like, that's the Amish story I need.
You know what we need? The real
Housewives
of Amish.
Well, I'll go to Pennsylvania right now.
Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it?
And there's something about like seeing a Amish carriage that, yes, I get jazzed up. I'm, ooh, like, where are you guys going? What are you doing?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Their workmanship, phenomenal. This could be an Amish table. We don't even know.
I want to know the gossip too. Like, did you see her new wheelbaggin? What is it called?
Wheelbarrow?
Wheelbarrow. It's like,
you're like, did you try like Becky's butter? It was so bad. Becky can't churn butter to save her fucking life.
No, her churning technique is so embarrassing. It's so chuggy.
It's she's been making those same cookies every year. Like, think of something else.
Also, like, she's been doing braids for like so long. Forever. At a new work.
Like, we're done with the braids, Becky.
The confessionals just tear each other apart.
We should make like a mock, like a fake reality show, but it be Amish. Like a scripted.
Yeah, like they look at the camera when someone does something annoying.
Yeah, and it's just all niche. But here's what would be so funny. Like, if we wrote a show like that, which I think we could, we'd have to method act. And we'd have to go submerse ourselves so that we could figure out what their day-to-day is, so we could, yes, figure out what's funny.
Because we don't want to, like, stereotype the Amish.
Right. We want to find out their true nuances.
Oh, they like singing hymns.
I love that for them.
They're like, oh, my God, did you hear which hymn Becky picked out today? Like, that's so last year.
Becky, like, says she believes in God. But
she likes top 40 hymns.
She also,
she's so
like,
basic.
Tried eyeliner the other day. So, like, I don't know.
No, literally. Sorry, I'm Googling about the Amish right now. Oh, yeah, you have to milk cows, too.
Mm.
And you have to clean up animal pens.
No, they live, like,
this is the thing. They don't want brand trips because, like, all it takes is one conversation with us and they'll be like, why am I cleaning this fucking pen right now?
Yeah, we're like, you could leave your dad. Leave him. Here's what I'm wondering. Like, when someone in the Amish community breaks the law, who do they tell? Like, are you...
God.
But
wait,
like, are you
Amish people end formal education at the 8th grade?
I love it. I'm going.
So did you.
Yeah. Okay, you're not original for that, Amish.
They don't hold political office and they restrict involvement with outsiders, mm-hmm, us. They use, okay, if you're Amish and you're listening to Giggly Squad, send us a sign. We'll come.
Send us a
we'll
message.
Come for you.
Because also just to give us info.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some of them can drink alcohol.
Mm, it's situational.
Okay, a lot of carpentry.
A lot of carpentry.
And the girls get married between 20 and 22.
You know what? It's better than what I thought it was going to be.
But I think that's like a recommendation.
Yeah.
Dating begins around 16.
Okay. We're getting too deep.
We're getting too deep.
We're veering off course.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Also on TikTok, it came up, what's a scam that's become so normalized that we don't realize it's a scam anymore? Mm-hmm. And I love scams.
Yeah.
Like, I love scams being called out, like investigative journalism.
Like, where's all the Monet hair care girlies? Where'd they go? What's going on with them?
This is controversial, but
haven't heard a peep from them.
Where's FabFitFun?
Where is FabFitFun?
Because pre-pandemic,
they were all up in our shit.
They were everywhere.
Yeah. Haven't seen them since. What were some other ones? I feel like the comments were okay, probably good.
I took a lot of screenshots of the comments. Check in at 4 p.m., check out at 11 a.m.
Wait. I'm so glad you brought this up because I was thinking the other day, when's the last time you checked out of a hotel?
Oh, I don't do it. I'm like figured out. Knock
but I didn't know that, like, you were supposed to check out.
I don't check out. I don't check out
me
ever.
Me neither.
I'm not going to awkwardly just, and I also am not going to hand over my key.
You, me neither. I'm going to leave it in the room.
I'm going to leave it in my bag and then mix that key up with other keys the next time I'm at a hotel.
I just, like, you already have my card. I booked it.
Maybe it's important because then they know when to send housekeepers to your room, but I'm pretty sure after 11, they start knocking. They're like, you need to get out.
Yeah.
But it is true. For my life, it sucks because I'll have a show at 7. I'll fly in somewhere at 2 because I'm not going to fly in at 5.
Right.
And then they'll be like, oh, there's not a room for 2 hours. And I'm like, so did I have to pay for like last night so I can sleep right now? Mm, girl. Mm,
it's a Ponzi scheme.
But you do have to – I feel fine with hotels. You have to ask for things, like try to ask for a late checkout. Mm. Then I will try to ask for – I tried to ask for a better room once. They like hung up on me. I'm not good at that stuff.
See, I'm from the school of thought of, like, late checkout, force me out of this room. Like, I'm checking out late. Like, I don't care what your checkout time is. I'm checking out when I have to go. Like,
you have to say, sometimes the housekeepers are, like, they'll walk in. Like, they'll just be like, hi. And you're like, hi. Yeah. And they're like, you need to get the fuck out. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm so tired. Yeah, they're like, same. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Go home.
Someone wrote, this is a little above our pay grade, but health insurance being separated from dental insurance.
And eyes. It's like, is that not all on my fucking head?
Yeah.
Is it not all interconnected?
Yeah.
No, that's a health. That's a scam. Health insurance in general is a scam.
Being charged for taking your own money out of an ATM.
Wait. That's so true. Also, I feel like overdraft fees. Fuck you. Like, yeah. I hate those.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's smart. But yeah, I did watch a thing on Netflix about like credit cards and how it really is such a scam and you should just always pay off your credit card.
Yeah.
Just always. Put that shit on automatic and hope for the best.
You know what
best.
I was talking about today? I don't know. Do you know what your credit score is?
I actually do recently. But this is the thing. This is what's a scam. For you to actually check your credit score, it hurts your credit score.
I think that's why I've never looked.
So they'll be like, we can check it, but it's going to hurt your score.
Why?
Because I guess if you have too many credit checks.
And that's a,
but
that's,
I don't know why that's bad. That's, Chris, do you know why it's bad if you're checking all the time?
It depends on how you like check it and stuff. So there's like free apps and stuff that you could use to get it. But there's also like fake credit scores. It's a whole
Okay, don't mansplain us.
Yeah,
fair. Buying water.
No, that's a great one.
Buying water.
Credit scores. Yeah, buying water. Water bottles.
Specifically at the airport.
I've been bringing my Stanley to the airport.
But you pour it out.
I pour it out and then I go in the lounge and I fill it up with ice. And like this one lady was looking at me weird because my Stanley is obviously big and it wasn't fitting.
It's bigger than your entire body.
But like, you know, I need it. It wasn't fitting under like the ice thing. So I had to like tip it. So like some ice was falling out. And there was a lady behind me who was like livid about it. And I wanted to be like, do you have to pick up the ice? No. So why are you so mad about it? Because it didn't like, I was spilling everywhere. But I was like, buzz off. I was like, I'm going on a 6-hour flight and you're like, freaking Stanley.
A woman behind me did slip on ice and tear ACL, and that woman was Des. Wait, was it like the little crushed ice? That's premium.
Yeah, it was good ice. The Delta Lounge has good ice.
I do have to say, if you guys hear any like loud breathing, it's not me. It's actually Abby. She's a dog we've been fostering for months because Dez's brother has been taking care of her, and we've been traveling too much. We can't keep her and we need her to get adopted in the New York City Long Island area. She's my favorite dog of all time. She's literally the best baby.
She is very
if
cute.
You want a little adorable cuddly pocket pit.
What kind? Yeah, I was just gonna say, what kind of dog
she's
is it?
She's a mix little pit. I think she's a little terrier.
I don't know. She is short.
She's snubby.
Yeah.
She's tiny. I feel like people can't realize how tiny she is.
Yeah.
Bless you, babe.
God bless.
She knew we were talking about her. The thing with dogs is they're slutty.
Yeah, they'll throw them, pop that thing.
She'll leave me
anyone.
In a second. That's why I'm like, someone take her because she doesn't. I think she's like really attached to Dez right now.
Mm.
Like I walked in and she got happy and then she was like, where's.
Yeah, like waiting for someone else.
Where's number one?
Yeah. But you have Butter and.
I have Butter. Oh, I'm not done with scams. Selling a bikini top separate from the bottom. Who's out here like always mix and matching their tops? Like it's insane.
Well, it's because some girls have massive boobs, so they need to get like a different size in the top, but then need like a small size in the bottom.
Valid, but I feel like it still should be under one cost.
Right, because you're not just wearing the bikini bottom somewhere.
Yeah, and I feel like they get to amp up the price because it's like two individual things.
Buying bathing suits is a scam.
It stresses me out. I just do Amazon.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you remember when triangle bathing suits were like the shit?
No, the chokehold.
The chokehold. Did you have one?
Of course.
I think I bought one.
They weren't flattering either.
No. No, they weren't. They didn't even look cool.
No.
It just all these like cool girls were wearing them.
I remember one time I begged my mom for this bikini that was like knit, and then I got it. And then I realized you can't get it wet.
Why are you wearing a sweater at the beach?
No, I was like, wait a minute. I can't even go in the pool in this.
But that's so page coded.
I loved it.
Form, not function.
I wore it all the time. It's like, sorry.
Ooh, someone said tipping. Tipping has gotten confusing. It has gotten confusing because when you go to the coffee shop.
Are we tipping?
If there's someone behind me, I'm tipping because I'm nervous.
But tipping like on the thing, like Starbucks. If I go in and I have to fill out the screen. Yes, you have to.
What
check.
Do you press? The biggest, the middle, or the end?
It depends, honestly, my mood that day.
It has nothing to do with you.
It has nothing to do
it's
with
all
how
with me.
Productive or how quick this was. It's all
no,
about
you're
me.
So right. I'll be in a good mood one day and I'll be like, I'm leaving a like, huge fucking tip.
Here's my pin. Take whatever you want. But other days, I'm like. I shouldn't
no,
have even
been
spending
money on
this.
Some days they will fuck
up
my order and be like, oh my God, I forgot. Can I tip again?
Yeah.
But that's like my own psyche. That's fucked up. What's with men wearing the Van Cleef bracelet?
Are they? Who?
Is what that men? How you say a brand? Is yeah, it Van Cleef? Who's Van Cleef?
It's like a really, really famous jewelry brand.
But the thing is, I thought it was a bit at first because I thought it looked like a like Tory Burch knockoff. I thought it was ugly.
It's the opposite way around. Like, everyone has copied the Van Cleef.
That is so funny because I saw Aryna Sabalenka, US Open champion, wearing the necklace. And I was like, why is she wearing that cheap necklace? That's embarrassing. And I think it's...
Wait, look, I love that so much.
The fashion industry is mad at me anyway. I think Van Cleef is ugly. I think it sounds like a queef. And I think it's ugly.
I think it's like literally one of the oldest jewelry brands. Like,
okay, so this history to it, I respect that. But then I saw... influencer guys are wearing it.
I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. I do like men spending their own money.
But I don't
want
them wearing a bangle. Okay.
No, it's a literal bangle with like a color, and then it's kind of like a four-leaf clover.
No.
And it's like stupid expensive.
It's stupid expensive.
But there is something about, if we're going to take down the patriarchy, they need to spend on stupid stuff as well. Because we can't compete. Right now, the only stupid thing they're spending money on is Bitcoin.
You know what's so funny? My brother came to New York City the other day and he was like, I was like, I can't really drink that much because I'm on like skin pills. And he was like, okay. And then he saw my like face mask, like my Dr. Dennis Gross, like light up like Iron Man mask on the counter. And he was like, what the hell is this for? And I was like, it's for my skin. He was like, but I thought you were on pills for your skin. And I was like, yeah, but I'm also, like, he was like, you're doing multiple things for your skin? Like, he couldn't compute it in his brain. I was like, what are you saying? He couldn't imagine.
You're like, I have Comic-Con tomorrow.
That there were multiple things that I might do.
Your skin looks really good. Myself. You are wearing a full face of makeup.
I have a ton of makeup
But you
on
look,
right now.
You are great.
Thank you.
What light do you get if you do buy one of those?
So I've tried a lot of them, and I don't think a lot of them work. I really only like my Dr. Dennis Gross one.
Who's this Dr. Dennis Gross?
This is where you're going to go for your big facial.
Okay, but, like, does he do it?
Does he do the facial?
Yeah.
No.
Where is he?
He's sometimes there. He'll do our Botox when we're ready.
Oh.
But he'll do it.
Is he, like, a zaddy?
Yeah.
I haven't been watching Love is Blind.
You're really missing out.
I know. I just can't. I
have a lot of thoughts, though.
I have seen the Megan Fox drama.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? I feel like they need to leave this girl alone.
Wait, unpopular opinion, Hannah. I was just about to fucking say this. Unpopular opinion. Every TikTok I saw of people, like, showing their boyfriends, like, reaction to it.
Wait, that's so mean.
You're why the Barbie movie was created.
Dude.
You're why the Barbie movie was fucking creative.
No.
First of all, this girl said
they're asking their boyfriends? That's mean.
Yeah, first of all. The guy asked her, which is against the fucking rules.
What she looks
has
like.
Anyone ever said you look like a celebrity? She was the one to be like, I don't look like this
person.
Yeah,
she did. I watched, that's the only clip I saw where she prefaced it saying, I don't think I look like this person.
But people have said.
Yeah.
Now, the man she got paired with looks like a thumb, okay? Mm-hmm. So the fact that he was like so, like she lied, I was like, okay, but you, like, your hair matches your skin color. Like, it's too much.
Yeah.
You're very monochromatic. And it's milky, milky white.
No, that
so,
is, I can't, then like she had to like say something because people were being so mean. She never said, hey, I just want to let you know that I am the spitting image of Megan Fox. They made it sound like she said that. She didn't say that. Also, as someone who's experienced reality TV, like, they said so much shit in those pods, and that's why it gets good, because you're just throwing stuff around. She'd probably been talking for 7 hours at that point,
yeah.
And they were like, who do you
and
think
here's
they look
the other
like?
Thing. She does kind of look like her. They have the same, like, eyes.
If you said you had to pick a celebrity, I could totally see how someone says, yeah, she looks like a virgin.
Here's the other thing. I thought very poor taste of Megan Fox to not come out and say something. Like, I feel like if I was Megan Fox, it's all over the internet.
Do you know
There's
why?
No way she didn't hear about it. I feel like if I was Megan Fox, I would at least send her a message and be like, you're beautiful. Like, what a compliment to me.
I would have fucking went out there and been like, hell yeah, this is my twin. I love you.
I had a lot of thoughts about this, and they were none of the popular opinions, like, on the internet.
But you know what the problem is? Megan Fox doesn't look like Megan Fox.
Right. Right.
Megan Fox looks... like an AI version of Megan Fox.
I saw a TikTok and it was this guy going around asking other guys, like, who's your celebrity crush? And one of them said Megan Fox, but they did, like, but circa, like, Transformers. I love when guys pinpoint in an exact time and location.
Yeah. Well, every guy was, like, it was, like, a thing. Her, Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
That was, like, a time.
A time period.
But they both are beautiful with and without surgery. But, yeah, that was fucking mean.
Yeah, I thought it was so mean.
Because, like, Imagine, this is the thing. You have to put yourself in their position.
And then people were like, she's so insecure. And I was like, well, yeah, she's a fucking human and she's on a reality show about dating. Dude. Obviously, she's insecure. Like, and you're not? Like,
do you know how, like, when people say you look like celebrities, it's like, obviously, you're not a spitting image of the celebrity.
Right.
Like, for example, like...
It's that you, like, remind them, like...
Yeah, something about it. Like, I'm trying to think, if someone asked me and I said, like, people say I look like Hillary Swank, but, like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Her saying I don't see it means don't... It's right. not gonna look the same.
Right.
So, yeah, everyone fucking stop being assholes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Should bring her on the pod.
Oh, I forgot. Speaking of assholes, I have to make an apology to the Academy.
To fur? What?
Speaking of fur, Grace has been, like... pulling some receipts from my past, trying to expose me. My enemies are working really fucking hard right now.
Working overtime.
She posted a clip from a year ago of me making fun of a guy wearing fur Crocs.
We should have kept that same energy.
And now fur Crocs are my only personality type.
So what got you into the fur Crocs? Let's go back for a minute.
They sent it to me. And I put it on and my life changed forever.
I'm going to email them.
I felt like I was being held by my mother when I was 2 years old.
One time I had to do an Amazon Live and Crocs was the sponsor. And I literally said, I can't do this.
That's crazy because I would have jumped at the opportunity. I would have thanked. I would have kissed the CEO on the mouth.
I said, I can't sell the girlies Crocs. They said, oh, you will.
No, you will.
And I was just, I said, walked. Guys, look, I was so honest. I was like, I couldn't do it. But you should.
I love my Crocs so much that I wore the non-fur ones in the rain today. So, like, my feet were wet and I was still happy because I don't want to put on a sock. Now, this is the thing.
So put on an Ugg.
But then if Uggs get wet, that's like a wet teddy bear. I hate it. Also, Uggs, I'll tear my ACL and Des and I will both be in the bed together.
Oh, my God. See, I love my fucking Uggs.
I feel like I get overheated in my Uggs.
Wearing fur Crocs.
Fur Crocs, they give a little ankle.
I put my foot in that fur Croc the other day, and it was wet.
Okay, well, that was after a long podcast, and I'm a sweaty person. I need to say it is starting to smell a little, so I'm going to message them and ask if I can put it in the washing machine. I'll just buy another pair. But this is the thing.
Crocs, if you're listening to this, get out of her life.
I admit that I said what I said back then. Mm-hmm. And people change.
Yes, they do.
People change their perspectives. I'm a different person than I was a year ago. And I want to apologize for being hypocritical, for ever speaking bad to that man. Because that man knew something I didn't know. And that was true love in the form of
a croc.
A croc.
A crock of shit is what
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. Okay, so I got that off my chest. Also, J-Lo is putting out an album, a movie, and a documentary all this month.
What is she running from?
What's going on?
I mean, what's going on? How?
But this is, and we're not just, look, if like Olivia Rodrigo did it, I'd be like, okay, chase that bag.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez is like the richest person ever, has a full family.
I feel like she never chills.
And I love hardworking people, but like she self-financed it, $20 million. For the movie.
I could think of so many more things I would self-finance.
Apparently it was like a 48-minute movie or something, and I'll get on board with that.
Yeah, I'm into that.
But like not, I wouldn't pay $20 million.
And it's about like her love story with Ben.
It's like a crazy movie about love, but it's like in the future and there's like all this weird shit happening. Oh, so it's like sci-fi weird.
Is this the one that's on Amazon?
Yes, but like I want to see the documentary. I saw her last documentary about the Super Bowl, but like— Who thought this might be a good idea to be like, let's do a fake movie about your life that's not done that well, and then a real one about your life, and then also music about your life.
Two
separate things. A documentary and a movie are both coming out this month.
No, I don't know. I can't. I'm tired just thinking about it.
No, I'm so tired. Where's the book?
I really liked, I just recently watched like the full version of Ben's Duncan commercial.
So I think he was on meth.
No, I don't expect his voice to be like that every time he talks.
Like it's higher? It's boyish.
Yeah, he's so much grungier and like, I don't know, than I like expect him to be. Yeah. I want to be like, you're like an Oscar award winning actor for like the past like 30 fucking years. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
He's just a silly boy.
Yeah, he's like... Still, I feel like a 20-year-old kid. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, the way he comes off to me.
I wonder if he's going to be in a lot of the documentary because the last documentary...
He wasn't.
He wasn't. And Alex Rodriguez. I almost said Rodrigo. Alex Rodriguez wasn't in either. Has anyone checked on him?
No.
He was never heard from again.
No.
I think he's on ESPN.
He looks like a Q-tip. That's what I think of every time I see him.
He actually
looks like a really clean
Q-tip. He looks like a baseball with veneers.
Yeah. He looks like a baseball player. Mm-hmm. I love when people look like what they are, you know? Like, I love... When people, I'm like, yeah,
what does
you're
that
a fucking
mean?
Hairstylist. Like, no, like, I, like, you know, oh, like, yeah. People, like, have different names and you're like, you're just, like, not a Christina to me.
Yeah.
Like, I like when things really, I'm like, that's so you.
I do know, like, you walk into to get your hair cut, the salon, you see the girl and you're like, that's not a hairstylist. I don't feel safe.
Yeah. Some, like, I'll do a scan of the room and I'm like,
But sometimes the girls with the worst hair on their own are the best. Like, if they're putting too much effort into their own hair, I'm like, do you even care about mine?
Yeah, because, like...
It's, like, stylists.
If you think about it, too, like, when you go get your nails done, their nails are never done.
I do have to say, some of the best stylists, you'll never see them throw on, like, a sleigh fit.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that weird when I said sleigh fit like that? Okay, Grace said that was weird. Whenever they put on, like, I like them, like, in all black.
Yeah.
The same outfit all the time.
Yes.
And then I know they're fucking good. If they look better than me on the red carpet, I'm like, what's going on here?
No, every time I see like my stylist girlfriends, I'm like, you look like a stylist.
Yeah.
And I like that. I appreciate it.
Do I look like a podcaster?
I was just going to say, do we look like stupid podcasters?
Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing a fucking tie right now. A literal tie. Oh, I also watched the Jenny Slate.
How was that?
Did you watch it?
No, I started it and then She did a show a couple of years ago that I loved, though.
A special. Yeah, it, like, would go into her home and her life. That was so fucking good.
That was so good.
This one was good. I think she always has moments of, like, silly brilliance that I love. Like, she's super entertaining. So, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
It was solid.
Okay, I'm going to watch it then.
There's moments where you're just, like, you goofy little, like, she's adorable. And she can make her voice do all these funny sounds.
I have no shows right now.
Oh.
I finished Belgravia. I'm like, I'm dying at home and nothing. I do it too fat. Like right when it comes out, I'm like, okay, I'll just light work with these three episodes.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not.
You know what?
My TV time is really like.
Having a show is like having a crush. Like life is just better with it. And then when you lose it, you're like, I didn't need it, but it was like more
I'm like,
fun.
I get upset. I'm like, we had something so good and like it could have still kept going if you put the work in. If you just filmed more episodes, I'd be here.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Okay, I first gave AG1 a try because honestly, everyone on Instagram was doing it and I just wanted to be included. But then I became obsessed with it and I actually don't travel without my AG1 travel packs. And I really feel it when I don't drink it. And I've always wanted to be like a morning routine girly and it takes 1 minute to mix up and then drink. And I literally chug it in like 3 seconds. I know that it's giving my body high quality nutrition and every batch of AG1 goes through a rigorous testing process so you know it's safe. And AG1 ingredients are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. AG1 is a supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a new partner. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/giggly. That's drinkag1.com/giggly. Check it out. So, Hannah, obviously the people at Mattress Firm know me. I went in. I tried it all out.
Wait, you went to Mattress Firm?
Honey, I'm starting
my
lease.
You won't come to my house for dinner, but you'll go to Mattress Firm.
I'm like, what are your leases running for the next year? Because I'd like to move in.
How many beds did you try?
First of all, it's so serene in there.
Oh, I bet.
I tried them all. The reason I'm even bringing it up is because I don't know if people are aware of this, but our favorite week is coming up.
Sleep Awareness Week.
Which needs to be celebrated more.
Yes.
Nighttime routines, like we have them, whether we recognize them or not. Like I can't get in the bed. Not that I have to make it every single day and get into like a freshly made bed, but I have to trick myself into that I am getting in a freshly made bed.
I feel like I'm not good at making my bed. So even when I do it, I'm like, well, that looks worse. Like it's like food. It always looks better when someone else did it. And then like so my mom, like I'm not doing the throw pillows.
Beds and sandwiches, so similar.
Do you do throw pillows?
Of course, I have like 75.
You do.
I like taking all my pillows off.
What are you overcompensating for with your throw pillows? But I do have to say, this pillow talk is presented to you by Mattress Firm and Acast Creative. It's a very special segment we hold close to our hearts.
One of my favorite things to do in bed that like I feel like not everyone does, but like when I'm in therapy, I have to do it in my bed. Like I have to have my computer in my bed because I feel like it's my safest space. No one can get to me.
When I tried to meditate for like 3 days,
yeah.
I would do it in bed and I just fall asleep.
That's healthy.
I'd be like, I meditated for 4 hours.
This is a healthy habit.
I do eat in my bed. Well, I travel a lot.
Yeah.
So like in a hotel room, I think it's weird if you get food delivered and then you like sit at the awkward desk.
I've gotten ready for an entire night out in my bed. I've done my hair and my makeup in the bed.
I'm that roommate who has all the cups.
Yeah. Something people don't know about you as a bedtime habit that you have, you prefer face on the mattress.
So I'm a stomach sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have to say, people come for stomachs. They're like, whatever you do in this whole world,
don't sleep on your stomach.
Well, that's the one thing I enjoy in life, is sleeping on my stomach with a little
head tilt,
little creak in the neck.
Yep. Keeps you humble, you know?
They said that it could, like, affect, like, your skin sagging, all this stuff. You know what? So can microwaves.
Right.
So I'm going to choose my battles.
You're going to sleep how you want.
How do you sleep?
Like a literal mummy. So I try and do all the things. You know me. Sometimes my mouth is taped. Sometimes I have random patches on my face. No, like, I need also, like, 4 pillows. So we're opposite in that.
We're actually good at sleeping together because we're so opposite.
Because you don't move.
No.
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 No. Never moved once. Do you and Craig have the same temperature preference in bed?
Yes. Ice cold.
See, this is where I'm, like, almost at divorce level. Des like doesn't like it cold. I run the house, so I'm like, it's cold. So every time I go to bed, he goes, are we in the Arctic? Are you freezing the chicken thigh? What's going on? Every time.
Yep.
The same joke.
He has to make a pun, little joke.
He's like, great, I want to have influenza before I go to sleep.
If it's better for my skin, I don't care how it affects anyone.
I just can't fall asleep on my back because then I feel like the sleep paralysis demons can get you.
Your whole head is off the mattress. They're coming for your face first.
They go straight to your face. And then my Nana said the way she falls asleep, my Nana still got it. She's gorgeous. She literally, like, she's a mummy.
Yeah,
hand across.
I try and think of her when I'm falling asleep. I'm like, don't turn your head on the pillow or you'll be ugly in 10 years.
We also wrote our favorite things to do in bed. One, absolutely nothing. Also, our favorite thing, punching pillows, screaming into pillows.
We talked about screaming into pillows. It's really therapeutic.
Prank phone calling.
Any phone calling is really best from the bed.
And then we make content about how much we love our bed. But what's your opinion on cuddling in bed?
It totally depends for me. Like, once it's time to sleep, I need to act like I'm the only person alive on this earth.
Yes.
And like, what is the most serene for me?
I 100% agree. The second, like, we've acknowledged we're cuddling, I'm out. I'm like, that
I'm
was a cuddle.
I'm most selfish right before I'm falling asleep. I don't care about anything.
You don't have to kick him off you, but
my eyes are closing. The world could be on fire and I'm like, let me get a quick 10.
See, I sleep with my cat.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'll be like on Des and I'm like, thank you. And then I pull over and I put my hands in a position wherever Butter is, she within like 10 seconds jumps and curls into my arm.
Oh my God.
And when I can't fall asleep, her just like purring on my arm puts me to sleep.
It's a wonder you ever get out of the bed.
I don't.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this special segment brought to you in partnership with Mattress Firm and Acast Creative. With their wide selection of quality mattresses that we love at every price, we know Mattress Firm will be full of people, including our fellow bed rotters, making their own sleep expert friends and finding that perfect mattress for naps, pillow talk, and everything in between.
Mental health moment? I realize that all our memories are fake.
I realize that nothing in this life is real. When you're time, like, is a construct.
When you're really upset about something in the past, mm-hmm. I think it's like a hypnotism technique, but like you actually are lying to yourself sometimes. Like once I was like remembering this old relationship mm-hmm. and I really put it on a pedestal and then I saw a video of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I made that up. Like I literally made that up. Like, I hated that man. Like, I literally remember that moment now that I see that. And I remember he was no. literally sucked. But somehow, like, in between my psychoses, I, like, you can literally make up your past in a bad way. So you can use that power to then, like, recover from your past.
Okay.
So, like, if you're, like, really upset about how you acted at a party, mm-hmm. literally be like, no, everyone thought I was amazing. Because maybe they did.
Okay, this is a perfect example. The other night, I'm out with one of my girlfriends. She's sitting next to a guy she used to talk to. He said to her, "What happened? Like, what happened? Why'd we stop talking?" She said, "Well, you just stopped talking to me." He said, "Well, you texted me X, Y, and Z, and that threw me off." And she was like, "What are you talking about? That's not even yeah. how I meant it." Yeah. So it's like, oh my God, you guys had two completely different experiences and made up what the other person's experience was. Yep. Honestly, every boyfriend I've ever had, really. Like I made up all characteristics yeah. in my head that they don't have.
I try to think, though, that like if the person's meant to be, you guys will have like similar reactions to things. You won't have to explain everything to him.
Yeah.
But the best way to explain it is like I'll see comics do a really good job, get off stage and be like, it wasn't that good. And then see the tape and be like, oh my God, it was good. So wow. you're living your life thinking something happened in a way that it didn't.
Yes.
And even like, it's really easy to look at rose-colored glasses of your mm-hmm. past and be like, oh, I miss this school. Oh, it's so fun, I was in the school. Like, oh, I miss this job. When mm-hmm. you really fucking hated it.
Right.
I think someone who deals with depression sometimes, depression is all thinking about your past, and I realized recently, like, you're literally making up stories and then your brain is believing them.
Yeah. You're gaslighting yourself.
You're gaslighting yourself.
Yeah.
So, like, if something's fucking you up from the past, really be honest with yourself and be like, try to remember what it was really like. And at the end of the day, like, nothing, there matters. Are no good old days.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
And our moms are gonna die at some point. So, like, we can't keep going.
No.
In this life.
No.
No, the other day I got so upset because something happened and I was like, fuck, I'm gonna have to just like call. And then I was like, wait a minute. I'm so past the point in my life where I'm like, whatever, I'll have my mom call. Like, I feel like all through high school, if something happened to me, I'd be like, you better watch out because I'm gonna have my mom call. Like, if that's like the only comeback I would have, like, okay, see you in court, my mom's calling. Like, and I feel really sad that, like, that part of my life is over. Like, now I have to call. You know, and I don't like that.
No, I don't. I'll be like, Des, can you call? But then he's annoying and he'll be like,
yeah.
You need to grow up and you need to call. I'm like, this isn't like, this is me. I'm grown up already. This is yeah. me. I can't talk to people.
No, I sometimes dial the number and then I just, and I press mm-hmm. call and mm-hmm. then it'll be ringing and I'll just put the phone in front of Craig and be like, oh. It's going. You have to do it.
My dad loves customer service calls. He gets, like, hyped up for them. I'll hear, like, the background music because he's waiting, and I'm like this. He's like, I'll wait all day for these people.
No, they make
I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I feel even worse for Gen Zs because they never had to talk on the phone.
You know what else is annoying, and I feel, like, so old saying it? You can't even call places anymore. Like, I had to return a bag that I bought,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't send me the return label, and I didn't have like a copy of the receipt. So I was like, I don't even know if I can go into the store and return this. Like, I need to email customer service to get a thing. And I was like, I'll just call. And I couldn't.
No one answers.
And yeah, it's just like not a real person. So like the amount of times I spend in my life pressing 00, talk to an operator, 00, like that makes me infuriated.
Also, whenever I have to ask a question, I think that it's the dumbest question they've ever been asked.
I feel like that could be like a TikTok series in itself, like different customer service calls. I'm sure people say wild things.
But every now and then you get someone on customer service that you're like, are we like
friends?
Vibing?
Yeah.
You're like, are we best friends?
Honestly, a lot of the Delta customer service, I'm like, you are chill, bitch.
Like, no, this one woman, Suzanne, she was like, tell me about her whole life. And I was like, girl, me too.
Yeah.
Like, same.
Yeah.
And it's just another human trying to make it through the day.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes, like, you could tell they hate you when you haven't even started.
Yeah.
And then I'm a people pleaser, so I'm like,
I'll win you over.
Now I have to stay on the call to win you over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also do speaker all the time.
Same.
I don't know why.
It makes it, I feel, because I get nervous, like, what if I can't hear? You know? And like, what if they can't hear me? So I'm like, hi. I feel like
speaker makes it harder to hear people. Like, it's better when you have it to your ear.
I'm a big speakerphone girl.
But then, like, you piss everyone else off in the room.
Well, I'm not doing it in, oh. Well, I live alone.
No, I know.
I was walking in the city the other day, and I realized there, as much as we hate men, and, like, we give all of our icks that are, like, you know, you guys aren't allowed to use umbrellas, tie your shoes. It's, mm-hmm. like, a whole thing. Mm-hmm. I realized there are certain things that guys do that aren't sexual at all that I am, like, I love. Mm. Like, I'm very attracted to. Mm-hmm. One of them is walking by a barber shop. Not when they come out of it. When they come out.
That's an ick.
When they're in there and they're like sitting in the chair and there's a guy like doing their hair and it's just all men. There's something really hot about it to me. And I don't know what it is. But like if I'm in an Uber and I'm passing a barber shop, I'm locked in. I'm like, who? What's going on in there? Who's
it's
in
like
there?
It's like a woman's bathroom. Like, everyone's like, what the fuck are they doing?
See into it. Yeah, I'm like, what do you guys talk about when you're in the chair?
I think they just, like, play Joe Rogan.
What do you talk about when you get your haircut? How often are you getting your haircut?
Now, not much.
Do you like when the guy touches your head?
No. Like, do you feel relaxed when you're getting...
Relaxed. I feel relaxed, yes.
How long does it take, usually? Like, how long are you sitting in the chair? Like, 20 minutes?
Nah, longer.
Like 45?
30, yeah, like 45.
How long? What do you ask for? What numbers?
What numbers? I used to do bald skin fade before I started growing my hair out.
Skin fade?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like how you look after a haircut?
Oh, it's the best.
Wow.
I think I've dated some guys that, like, when they get a haircut, I'm always like, don't talk to me for 4 weeks.
Yeah, like, they don't feel like themselves. Rat. Yeah.
Like, because their hair doesn't look good short.
It's like when you get your dog groomed. Your dog's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm cold. It's how I feel to my boyfriend. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I've never seen you like this.
I do have extreme haircut anxiety.
You do. I don't know why, because you cut off less than an inch every time.
If I cut an inch and a half, my life is over. I'm disgusting. I'm ugly. I have to start wearing it in a bun.
If someone suggests layers to you, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to be Amish. Just braid it.
No, but I'm crazy because, like, I'll see a photo from, like, months ago where I know that, like, my layers were, like, a little shorter, and I'm like, I can't look at that photo of me.
Really?
I keep my hair, like, very close to, like, my self-esteem.
Okay.
And I don't particularly think I have very good hair. I mean, I never brush it.
No, but you, like, have good hair.
I just can't change it.
Got it.
Or I feel like, even a slick back bun, I'm like...
Yeah, it gives you trauma.
I don't feel like myself. I feel like
I wonder why that is. Because...
Outfits, I'll wear anything ugly.
But I would assume growing up, because you played tennis, that your hair was probably always in a ponytail.
It was always in a ponytail, but it was never about looking pretty. Like, that was just wartime.
But you look really good in a ponytail.
I don't know. Someone made fun of my ears when I was, like, 8, and I just haven't recovered.
You haven't never stopped thinking about it.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like you can pull off a lot of different hairdos, and it could also be a face shape thing. I also have a cowlick.
What else?
I have a
cowlick.
How
are you alive?
Right here?
Yeah.
So, like, if I put my hair to the side, it doesn't do the right thing because of my cowlick.
And you also have a widow's peak, kind of.
No, no one's ever told me that. Wait, I have a widow's peak. Wait, this. No. And then this just looks like a, like, weird comb over.
Wait, in fourth grade when we learned how to do Punnett squares, you didn't everyone look at each other and just, like, see who had widow's peaks?
What's a Punnett square?
A Punnett square.
What's a Punnett square?
Like recessive and dominant genes.
Like blue eyes and brown eyes?
Yeah, like the big R, little R. That's called a Punnett square.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you get hit in the head just now and become Einstein? Like, where is this coming from?
I have a lot of knowledge. I just don't pull it out at the right appropriate time.
Like, I just don't want to show it off all the time.
Yeah, I'm not trying to mansplain to everyone.
I get it. But, like, you can wear your hair in many different ways. And I'm like, cute. Where, like, I feel like if I wear my hair in a bun, it's like I'm like half of myself.
Okay, so for 2024, we're going to work on...
No.
Why?
Do you remember the express shoot when they put my...
Okay, but Hannah, you looked gorgeous with your hair parted on that side. It's because it had volume. Here's the thing. You also do things... No, listen to me because I know
I'm about to get tongue lashing right now.
Because you do things and you're like, see, it doesn't work. Because you pulled one piece of hair in the front. Yeah, of course it's not going to work when you just did it. But like when you had your hair done and it was blown out correctly, and it was all to one side, you looked like Cindy Crawford.
I look like that emo llama.
No, you literally look like you're going through something. You look like you're the lead singer of Green Day.
No, you guys have to watch the clips. We
it's
are
like
gonna
Fall Out Boy is coming back. Stay tuned.
Am I more than you bargained for yet? I've been dying and trying to do.
Why did every singer sing like that? Wait.
Swing, swing, swing from the countertop. My heart from a former love.
Wait, 2000s? Like,
why did they have that accent?
Can
you help me? Because they were going through something emotionally.
Chris, you remember that
time? I think this is why I hate when men cry, and it's specifically this genre of music. I'm like, oh, please, you're with your drama.
No, they wore eyeliner non-ironically.
I don't like that.
What would you do if I came in an eyeliner?
I would ask if you were okay.
We would support.
Yeah, I would support, but okay. I would ask, I'd be like, what's going on at
That's
home?
That's nice.
You're okay? Should I call CPS?
Chris, you're perfect. You can try anything.
Yeah. Oh,
but not if you started a band with it.
Right, that's too much. I will say, speaking of hair, I think that I'm single-handedly going to do Snooki proud and bring back the poof. Because I realized the other day.
I can't pull off the poof either.
I was going to Pilates and my bangs were all out of whack and I couldn't fit them in a ponytail. So I just pinned them back with a bobby pin and I was like, this is me doing a poof.
Is this how you did the poof? Because this is how I did it. You pull in the front, you do a little twist, mm-hmm. and then you push forward.
Yeah.
And then you put a...
That's Cindy Lou Who or whatever.
No, that's how I used to do
that's
it too.
That's how you do it.
Here's where people would go wrong.
Wait, we actually did this. We did it for real in middle school.
Middle school? Honey, I just stopped poofing the other day. Like, I poofed all through college, I think.
Should we just, like, do poofs and not tell anyone and see who copies us? That's not, and not tell them it's a bit?
Yeah.
But I'm then it'll become, like, a not bit. I don't like how I look at it. I look, oh my God, no. Like,
we're having a real crisis with your hair recently.
Well, also for the special.
Yeah, you're stressing yourself out because you've made this special more intense than
my
wedding day. Like, I didn't hear a peep your wedding day. Like,
I
have to look the best I've ever looked. You're like, yeah, fuck it, I'll wear that dress. This year, like, I have to look, which I get. Look, if anyone gets it, I fucking get it.
You're right.
Are you going to get your hair cut and dyed prior?
I could.
I think you should. And I think you should do it, like, within the next, like, week or two so that it still has time for you to, like, have done it yourself multiple times so you feel like, oh, yeah, this is my hair.
Okay, so... This is me.
Because I think your red should be a little bit more vibrant, and I think your layer should be cut a little.
Do you think it should be a little lighter?
Did you hire hair and makeup yet?
Yes.
Okay. We'll offline about that.
I love how you're more stressed than me.
No, I'm very stressed.
You're very stressed. But no, this is good. I just want to let the gigglers know.
We're thriving. We're here.
We're thriving. We're here. I'm going to Saginaw this week, if anyone wants to see me in Saginaw, and Gary, Indiana.
Where the fuck is Saginaw?
And Cincinnati, Michigan.
I will say that I did probably one of the coolest things I've ever done in New York City, which was go to the SNL after party.
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about it.
Which I had never done before, and I can't believe I hadn't done it. It's so niche New York.
So niche New York.
I loved every second of it, even though it started at 1:45 in the morning.
I like that it's niche New York because people don't even know about it.
Yeah, I don't think people know about it unless you literally live in New York City.
It's kind of like ordering something off the menu party.
Yeah. It's just like, honestly, I have a very hard time being impressed by things. Mm-hmm. And I have a very hard time feeling cool. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I was like, this is cool. Like, I think this is a really cool, like, I'll remember going to an SNL after party.
But it's so funny because comics in their heart of hearts are not cool. Like, they're the outliers. They're the, like, awkward people making fun of the popular people.
See, I would argue that actors are not cool.
I would agree.
And that comedians and athletes were the cool people in high school who continued to be cool.
Sometimes the actors take themselves too seriously.
Like, yes.
Also, these award shows, they don't even give them a day in between. They're like, they had another one right after.
And it's on Netflix? What's going on?
That was an they like kind of cursed. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, so they had the SAG Awards and the next day they had like Independent SAG Awards or something.
And then what was the BAFTA?
What was the BAFTA was right before.
Like, what is a BAFTA?
I think we should just make up a fake award show and invite people and see who shows up. But that's what award shows are. It's a fake thing.
Literally.
Also, everyone's different who's voting, but like you're telling me there's no overlap?
Also, who's voting?
I've never voted in anything. Who's voting? Yeah. Also, I want to see the votes.
I want to see
the
votes.
I want to recount. Yeah. I want to see the numbers. I want to know who's close, who's not close. I don't want to just have one winner. That's I want to see like, the polls.
People's Choice Award, it's like, oh, that's the majority of the people. Like, I feel like that would be more impressive to win an award at because you're like, oh, these are the people
also,
I care
like,
about.
I've never voted for anyone in a People's Choice Award.
I've never even seen where you can vote.
I didn't know where you could vote. Also, if it's just like someone doing swipe ups on their Insta story, is that really?
It's a scam. Sounds like a scam. That there's award shows are
award
scams
shows are a scam.
That they have normalized.
Well, also with award shows, it's like political where you have to like be doing a ton of press.
Yeah.
To like you, J-Lo was talking about it, how you have to like basically suck the industry's dick during that time.
Unless you're Dakota Johnson. When she did Madam Web Press, she was like, yeah, I haven't seen it and I'm not gonna.
I'm gonna say something that could get me canceled. Has anyone even ever watched a Dune movie?
I personally haven't.
This movie I've seen more press about.
You haven't watched a Dune movie?
No. Have you seen Dune? No one's. I have a conspiracy theory. No one's seen the Dune movie. It's not even a movie. They just keep wanting to dress up Zendaya.
Wait, I want Larry David so badly to like do a fake award show or like do a fake movie with like all this press. And it's like, have you seen it? Like, it's so amazing. It's
and
like,
you ask
no
questions, like,
one's
what was your favorite
it?
Part of the movie? Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, the ending was really full circle.
I like when they do that on Fashion Week, when it's like, are you going to, and they say like some crazy name. Yeah. Like, and it's like, yeah, I am.
That's no, I'm really over award shows. And I'm worried for these people. Like, do you know how hard it is? You have to come up with outfits, get judged.
Yeah.
The makeup, the hair. It's stressful.
I didn't even know it was happening.
And then most people lose.
Right, like the majority of people.
I think in me, emotionally, I have one award show every 3 years in me.
Yeah. I didn't go to the People's Choice. Like, they said, they were like, do you want a ticket? You can go and like watch it. And I was like, well, no. What am I going to do in there?
But like when you're up for an award, it's very nerve-wracking.
I would be very nervous.
Because basically everyone talks to you beforehand like, so you want to win, right?
And then how about like they show the camera, like they have a camera on you when you don't win and they like are being like, oh my God, what was her reaction?
I can't help myself. I'm going to like, as a joke, just break my plate.
Yeah, like that's like Jennifer Lawrence made it funny.
Yeah, she was like, if I lose, I'm going home. Where it's also some people, they'll wear some outfits that it's like, if you lose in that outfit, yeah. Like Ali Wong.
What did she wear?
She wore this outfit that was, you can't sit in it.
Yeah.
It was like a
so
tree.
Intense. Okay.
And I was like, if she lost in that outfit, it's like,
even more heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking, but thank God she won.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ali Wong, who I'm obsessed with. But yeah.
I am done now.
Hopefully the now page is done. Hopefully the award shows are done too.
No, we still have the Oscars March 10th.
Oh yeah, we're excited for the Oscars. We do love that. I just wish they would give some breaks for everyone emotionally and physically. We're deteriorating from
the inside
out.
I feel like the stylists must be running rampant in LA. Like they're freaking out.
No, for sure.
It's too much.
Well, thank you guys so much for giggling with us. Check out our newsletter. Also, I'm on Snapchat.
Wow. Wow, Hannah.
No, I talk so bad about it, and now I just, like, dump.
I thought Kylie Jenner said it was over.
I think it is. It is over, because I'm on it now. Like, the fact that I'm on it means it's over. But I just, like, post not important things. Like, you know, Instagram, you still feel pressure to, like, if I'm posting a story, I want to be, like, kind of good.
If you start posting political things on Facebook, I'll check in.
Oh, you have to know about politics to do that. Thank you guys. Actually, you don't. Thank you guys so much for giggling. We love you, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.